really don't like driving to San Francisco when I don't need to drive. I'm driving in to see this PlayStation Experience thing. Go to this thing and see what it looks like. I don't know. I did not go last year. Sounds like Rez is there. I just kind of wanted. I just intend to figure out where that is and see that, and then whatever else. I don't know. There's people there that I would very much like to see. Say hello, that sort of thing. And I brought one of these audio recorders. I don't know if it'll come in handy or not, but we'll see. I think it's a music visualizer and not really a game, but I guess that Harmonix Music VR thing is probably there somewhere. Let's see if I can see that robot golf game, I guess, too. cops getting busy up here, doing cop stuff, cop lights. No, apparently he just turned on the lights so he could change lanes. Good stuff. Blinker's not good enough. I think I'll be able to get into the office, too. It sounded like Tony was in there today, which I thought that maybe they would not let us in after Friday, since they're moving this weekend. We boxed everything up and put numbers on it and all that shit, but then today was supposed to be the day that they're actually moving things down. I intend to park my car at the office. Hopefully that won't be a problem. God, I don't even remember. I at some point, all right, let's run down things I remember from that PlayStation thing that just happened. They're updating res for VR and what looks like a new mode of some kind, potentially. There is a robot golf game. Geo's hockey jersey is pretty cool. Adam is going to win whatever the next weight loss bet he's been running with some increasing group of people working in game development, and he'll probably win by a lot. And the demo they showed looked kind of like Discs of Tron. There was probably more than that. Oh, Ratchet looked really good. Ratchet looked good. There was that Street Fighter character that looked kind of dumb, but maybe fun to play. Aesthetically, visually, I thought it looked kind of lame. I guess Nuclear Throne is out. Like, out of early access, out, I assume. PC version hasn't been updated yet? Okay. Well, Rami tweeted out a picture of him looking over a Steam page from the floor at the PlayStation Experience, so I imagine he's going to try to update a build. From there. It's probably only the 50th worst, weirdest place he has pushed a build at this point. Parts of that Final Fantasy trailer almost looked action-y. Like the menu seemed almost like a suggestion or something. It's hard to get a feel for like if that's just going to stick to the incredibly traditional mechanics of the original game or if they're actually making meaningful gameplay changes to that thing too. Oh yeah, the 15. Okay, yeah, I guess. I thought the combat in 15 seemed okay. From that little bit of that demo, like that seemed more interesting than if they had just left it alone. So, I guess it makes sense that they would probably just take whatever tech they're using for the current Final Fantasy game and just fucking cram Cloud into it, right? I mean, that's probably the only, like, realistic way to develop that stuff. I feel like that's on some level become an impossible game to remake because of the amount of time that's passed. Like the what people have in their head as what they think of that game being, compared to what it actually was, compared to what it actually will be. Like those are hard things to compete with. But I guess they did open with that, right? I guess that was the thing that, like, off the bat, I was like, here's a cool thing. And then I had a moment where I was like, man, I should just turn this on. Like, because they were like, let's remind you that we did this Call of Duty deal. I was like, all right, that's unnecessary. Oh, right, Uncharted. There was that little bit of Uncharted. Sure. You think that's the only dialogue choice stuff in the entire game? It's just right up front? Or if that's going to be multiple conversations over the course of that entire game? If they inserted the dialogue system into the entire game. And how much of a difference that actually makes, if any. Oh, yeah, that's right. They showed the Ace Combat game. It's like a full-on numbered sequel, too. It's pretty crazy. Namco seems to be pretty invested in the VR stuff, which is interesting. I wonder what Japanese VR will bring us, you know? Like, their take on games is still different than the kind of more Western style. So you just wonder, like, I mean, at some point in an Ace Combat game in VR, you know, whatever, it's cockpit view, you just do the thing. Like, that's not necessarily vastly different. But with Namco, Bandai Namco seemingly being interested in this stuff, like, what does Tekken look like? What is, oh man. The whole stuff with that Epic game, Paragon, right? I feel like the trailer they showed said even less than the stuff that they had been showing. But I guess that it was like they had that little boilerplate talk about MOBAs, which obviously was kind of going to kind of be something in that vein with the way they were talking about characters and abilities. But then it's just like, I don't know, here's this cinematic trailer. Dude's fighting. It'll be a video game. Stay tuned. Yes, that's the real question, is it Hobby Trade? Right, yeah, Randy Pitchford was there. Jeez. Battleborn still doesn't seem like a great game. I don't know. Like what? There was the, like, I played it around E3 time and thought low of it, have a somewhat low opinion of what I played. And he got up there and said, like, hey, there's a campaign. Hey, there's split screen. Hey, you know, it's like there'll be multiple things to do, which, you know, that's okay, good. All right. Yeah, maybe there'll be one of those modes that clicks or something, but it seems like, what, they ran that, like, technical alpha or whatever it was, or I don't know if it's still running or whatever, but I feel like there were, as people were kind of getting their hands on some version of it, like, what those people were saying about it seemed like even worse than the stuff that I had to say about it back at E3. I don't know what that is, you know, how that goes for them. I guess it's out, I mean, that's out in February. The game's probably pretty close to done at this point. It would pretty much have to be, I guess. Anyways. Not a bad showing of stuff, you know? Like a good smattering of smaller things. That was last year's show, too. And, you know, that's, like, a good focused thing. But, like, no hardware talk or no firmware talk or no kind of larger, like, PlayStation at large. Just, like, here are a ton of games that Sony is not making but are coming to Sony platforms. With, like, Uncharted and sandwiched in there. And I guess Ratchet is technically first party. Yeah, like a few kind of first-party things stuck in around the edges, but not really. No PlayStation VR release window. I mean, they already have the release window. It's first half. You know, they can't get much tighter than that, I think, without giving a day, you know, giving a full-on date, so. Also, I bet, like, all the VR stuff is still super, there's probably work that has to be done, decisions that need to be made around that stuff. I bet that they don't know what the exact date of that thing is just yet. Weird that most VR games are quirky, dumb things. Well, think about, like, you know, one of the big questions for VR and one of the things that some people will run into is some people can't wear the helmet for a long time. Some people, you know, after a certain amount of time, no matter what is happening on the screens, they start to feel ill. So, you know, the short time game, the short experiences are going to kind of be the thing early on while people start to figure out where the limits are and start to figure out, you know, I guess a lot of that work is being done now, right? As they're, like, testing games, testing hardware, and more people are trying it. Like, they're starting to figure out, like, okay, what can we actually get away with? So yeah, stuff like Job Simulator, which is like, you know, so I played that relatively recently on Valve's gear, on the HTC stuff. And it's like a Diner Dash kind of thing or whatever, right? I mean, it's like, the one that I saw was like a short order cook thing, which is like, they're saying like, make a sandwich, you're going to need 2 eggs and bread and this. And it's like, okay, find the bread, slap it down, do this, put it on the plate, put the plate over the window, ring the bell, order's up. Like, it's kind of like one of those kind of games, but done in VR, you know, Fruit Ninja for VR is actually the best version of Fruit Ninja that they have made, but it's still Fruit Ninja, you know. I think a lot of that'll come down to just, what do people want, what can they handle, you know, like, you're not gonna, I think it would be an even bigger risk on a thing that's already pretty risky to say, hey, we made this 20-hour single-player cinematic experience that is VR exclusive, you know, like, that's... Like, they're still coming to conclusions like, hey, maybe we don't give people movement control in the way that traditional video games do movement. Maybe we put you in a room, put you in a box, and have you be able to teleport your box around an environment to move, so you're not just walking. Because the walking and head bob and that sort of movement is the stuff that makes people... Like, when it's disconnected from the legs, that is what starts to make some people feel sick. That's why, you know, you look at this stuff and just wonder, like, how is this all going to go? Is this even going to work? Or is this going to work for enough people to be a business? Like, this year, or, you know, between 2016, or does it have to be 2017? Like, you know, does there need to be, like, basically what's the equivalent of a big public beta test of VR, just in general? Do they need to start selling gear more than they have with the Gear VR? To really start solving those problems at scale? Or is it all cockpits and mobile boxes until, you know, forever, or for a year, for 2 years, you know, until people figure out new metaphors for movement? You know, because, like, the movement, the first-person shooter thing I did at E3, which was the Impulse Gear demo, that used a PlayStation Move, like, gun shell, like, rifle shell, and used the sub-controller for just straight-up first-person shooter-style movement. Like, I thought that was cool, I thought that was fine. It wasn't, like, super intense, though. So it's, like, at some point, like, the trade-offs, like, you know... The trade-offs that you have to assume when, or have to account for when putting a game in VR, like, at some point, you know, can you have intense experiences in VR without, in a mainstream product, or will too many people get sick? Do you have to, like, cordon that off and be like, hey, you need to be down the rabbit hole and way into VR and know what you're getting into to do this, because if this is your first VR experience, you're probably gonna fall the fuck over. And by intense, I mean, like, you know, a Call of Duty game would probably be too much. If you just took that existing experience and slapped it into a headset, that would probably be too much for a lot of people. The movement speed, like, all that stuff would get sick. So if everything has to be slower, what does that mean? Especially, you know, I mean, not to just focus on shooters, but, you know, it's like, shooters have been getting faster. You know, the mobility has been getting crazier. Halo 5 and Call of Duty for the past 2 years, you know, it's like the jet boosts, the motion has finally gotten fast again. You know, like, it felt slowed way down for console games. Console shooters, you know, Halo is one, you know, you look at, like, fucking Quake 1, and then look at, you know, console shooters and stuff like that over the years, like, Quake 1 is, like, a maniacal speed, Doom is, like, insane, and they took it way down, and then, in some ways, they've just slowly ramped it back up, not to Quake 1 speeds, necessarily, in most cases, but... Does going into VR mean everything gets slowed back down again? And I guess the research, like the neuroscience behind it, is that it's not something you'll necessarily get acclimated to. I mean, to a certain extent, I guess you can, but like, there will be hard limits for different people, and those limits will be at different places, at different times, you know? So, at some point, you will get disconnected and feel sick. With intense motion, it's not always something that you can just train your body to endure and train your body to get used to. That just the inner ear is the inner ear, and that's the way it works. So, I don't know, as someone who appreciates an intense video game. Well, I guess the other thing is, like, you know, the way VR literally fucking blasts it into your goddamn face, you know, that boosts the intensity of something that doesn't seem very intense at all if it was produced in a normal game. Like, think about that Getaway demo, which I don't know if they ever put out footage of that, but it's just like, it's a, you know, you're sitting in the passenger seat of a car well, it's multiple things, but like the height, whatever it was called. That helps, right? It was just like, hey, sit in the passenger seat of this van and shoot an Uzi out a window at motorcycles, you know? And it's like, I'm holding a Move controller and pointing at motorcycles and holding down the trigger. Like, if this was just a PS3 game, it would be another dumb motion controller game. But in VR, it actually does take on, like, a new level of intensity. That's not to say that it's difficult or something that is engaging on a long term, like that particular experience, right? But VR does at least make it feel crazier or interesting in a way that it wouldn't be if it wasn't in VR. And I don't know what this Rez stuff would be. That was a... Because if, you know, watching the video of Rez, the vast majority of that footage was, hey, here's Rez. You know? It's like, okay, that's cool. I love Rez. I seriously love Rez. But what is that? That's what I want to find out. That's what I intend to find out today. I'm going to drive my car to where the Rez is and ask them about Rez. Mark McDonald seemed to imply that that suit was there. And that they would let people put it on. Though knowing my relative body size compared to Mizuguchi's, I don't know that that's... I don't know that I will put on the suit. But that thing sounded like maybe it had 26 different trans vibrators in it. Thoughts on Destiny Racing? I don't think the Sparrows control especially well in Destiny, so if they're not changing the baseline way... Well, I guess on a race track, on something built for the way those things handle, maybe that would be okay, but... I wonder if they had ever intended to include anything about the PlayStation 2 games on PS4 as a part of that presentation, but then maybe they realized that the reaction to that might be largely negative. You can get to San Francisco pretty fast if it's not a work day. Jeez. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what's actually there and playable. I don't even know how this thing's set up. Like, you know, I've been to the Moscone Center a bunch of times for GDC and stuff like that, but I can't think of any other, like, public, open-to-the-public video game-focused event that has been there since we had one there at GameSpot, like, 10 years ago, whatever it was. I guess it was 10, yeah, no, it was 10 years ago, because it was right after the Xbox 360 had come out. But yeah, I don't know. My current plan is to go find Rez, and then whatever happens after that, okay. I just hope I can get in the parking garage and not have to find parking in San Francisco, because that's always a suck-ass situation. It's my official take. A suck-ass situation. Parking a car in this fucking husk of a city. I guess I am driving to a part of town that is completely barren on the weekends. sitting here on battery, and it's like nothing is open. This deli closed. Donut shop closed. The Supercuts is open. This bagel shop is open. Codes for Guns Up and that Fat Princess thing. That Guns Up is supposed to be free. It's weird that they'd be sending a code. I didn't realize they did construction through here on the weekends. I guess they, you know, makes sense. I thought the alley would be all cleared out, but here we are. Trucks, dudes with signs, all the same shit. This dude crossing the street. I'm trying to get run over. Let's see if I can get in the garage. Oh, please. Yes. All right, good. Good, good, good. All right. I'm at the office. I'm going to run in here and go to the bathroom and then walk over to where the video games are. Yeah. Have a good Saturday, and I'll see you.